Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Window World of Boston, 1-800-NEXT-WIN, or online at windowworldofboston.com.
When I was drunk, I didn't mean to call you that. I can't remember what was said or what you threw at me. Please tell me why. Your car's in the backyard, and I'm sleeping with the walls on.
For everybody at Epic Comeback, they are the Dress Greg sponsor of the day today and made a donation to the foundation. So I am wearing the Epic Comeback America shirt. So the
yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's
like
a good shirt.
That'd so be a cool tattoo.
That's their whole theme over at Epic Comeback America, which is America is making an epic comeback after the
right
pandemic.
After the big Red Sox comeback. Come on, work that in a little bit.
Yes,
would you?
Yes.
Maybe the Sox plug in?
Yes.
How much would somebody have to pay you to get a tattoo to the Greg Hill Foundation?
Why would you bring something
well,
like
just
that?
Well, I'm just asking.
I don't like needles.
Oh, well.
I don't like needles. I would not be in the purview of what it's called. Dress Greg. It's right. It's not called
tattoo.
Alter.
Well,
not,
I mean, when you brought Greg's up body. That would be a good tattoo. So.
Well, that would be. But yes. Greg's past the age of wanting to get a tattoo. Mm. Like he's past.
I don't know. How do you think a tattoo would go over on the trilogy?
I think you gotta like stay in the lane of non tattoos.
Really?
Now. Yeah. And then if you started getting them, it'd be like a little bit of a reach.
I don't know.
Courtney, I need you to weigh in on an old show topic.
Okay.
Where do you, if you saw a doctor that you were about to see and he had a neck tattoo, would you actually continue to see that doctor?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I think tattoos.
See, Curtis hates the following.
Yes.
Those with tattoos.
Yep.
Trash men and women.
False.
Bus drivers.
That's true.
Fishermen.
Fishermen and women.
Right.
Ice cream truck employees.
Did you say and women?
Fishermen and women.
No. Oh, I thought you just meant fishermen and women.
Women hate me. That's the other way.
Teachers.
Hi.
I think Frank, the ice cream truck guy, is on the phone, believe it or not, here. Hello, Frank.
Frankie Frosty is on the phone. I just want to make you guys aware we have a full line of novelties.
Oh,
on the
phone. Okay. Excellent. There you go. Excellent.
That's good. I had to put that in. My brother-in-law called me. He's like, hey. They're saying you don't have novelties. I said, hey, let me call them.
So what's the most popular? Because we had an argument about this a couple weeks ago. What's the number one novelty on the ice cream truck?
The number one novelty, I would have to say, are the strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Ice cream sandwiches. Yeah, yeah.
Two-ball screwball. No, where does that fall?
Which one?
Two-ball screwball.
Oh, my God. Number two.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Right there.
I like the, what's the almond version of the strawberry shortcake? What's that thing called?
I will have toasted almonds.
Toasted almonds.
Friday.
That's my favorite. You're going to have those Friday?
We will have. We're going to have those Friday. We're going to do it.
Drop some of those off here so that we can make sure that they're okay to eat.
Right.
And then what? So And Curtis is going to be. Do you have a uniform, an official Good Humor Man uniform for him to wear on Friday?
You know, I don't. I can try to track one down. Let me reach out to some of the people in the business, see what they got kicking around.
And then we're going to go all over Southie on Friday morning, and the proceeds from the ice cream are going to the Jimmy Fund and the Jimmy Fund Telethon, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Positively.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Frank.
Curtis, what? How tall are you, Curtis? I got to get you the right size.
I'm just south of 6 feet.
Okay.
Okay.
Hasn't quite lost the pandemic weight yet, but who am I to judge? Okay. All right.
Not even close.
Thank you.
Probably a lot of good kids right now, whether they're YMCA, Boys and Girls Club kids, all over Southie. So it should be a nice day on Friday.
Yes. Well, this weekend is going to be beautiful.
Right. Oh, it is,
Knock on wood, finally. We're supposed to have a beautiful summer weekend, so be a perfect morning on Friday to take all your camp kids out to get ice cream from Uncle Curtis.
The last time I did anything in retail was at Fenway Park when I was a sophomore in high school, and I fell flat on my face carrying Diet Cokes in the left field side. It was
awful. The weather!
Not fun.
But all right. Now, I believe those of you who are viewing the program on Twitch will be able to see the Courtney Cox Handmaid's Tale Halloween costume, which she was criticized for.
Yes.
Doesn't look in any way, shape, or form controversial to me whatsoever.
No. But it's the reasoning behind it.
But no, if I tried to like make it sexy or something, then okay. But I wore what the handmaids wear in the movie, in the show.
You weren't doing like slutty Handmaid's
Tale. No, I was not at all.
A lot of legs showing there.
Oh, I mean, it's a cape.
But isn't it the reasoning behind the actual costume on why they wear those in the show?
Well, yes, because the handmaids get pregnant against their will. Right. So people were upset that I was dressed. But okay, there are a ton of, you know, serial killers that people dress up as for Halloween. Right. They don't get criticized.
Well, isn't that the point of it? You're supposed to come up with a costume that people talk about. I mean, it's...
Well, yeah, but nowadays, forget about it. They get canceled for wearing costumes.
And Greg, you wore this last year. It's basically copying you.
I never dress up for Halloween, really.
Halloween's the best.
Not a big Halloween.
My parents got married on Halloween.
Halloween is the best holiday of them all.
Everyone, we finally found something that 20 people like that Greg doesn't, dressing up for Halloween.
Yep. I'm with you on
that. Is Halloween going to be canceled again this year?
I hope not.
Will Halloween be allowed? Will little kids be able to go trick-or-treating? Or
it's the best for kids, and adults, the best a holiday that you can have as an adult, where you can dress up, go have fun, go get your drink on.
It's time to hunker down. Yeah. It's time to cancel everything.
And costume contests.
Oh, man, I love Halloween parties are the best, man.
Yeah.
Love those.
Curtis, you came up with regard to the poor Chinese Instagram influencer who lost her life doing a story on the top of a crane.
Yes.
You came up with the 10 most dangerous selfie locations. Is this around the world or just in the United States?
It is around the world, and Coco's got it. Okay. I think it's right up her alley.
Okay. All
right. U.S. national parks, number one. So the U.S. is, you know, where a lot of people
die
have issues.
Trying to get a selfie.
Yeah, the situation got so bad at the Waterton Canyon in Colorado that officials closed the park to visitors.
Really?
Because
people were dying while taking selfies or hurting themselves while taking selfies.
Yeah, okay. For a quote from a park spokesman, as far as they were concerned, it is a poor choice to A, get that close to wildlife, and B, to turn your back on bears. So in the U.S., it's more...
So it's more taking a selfie with your back turned to a bear, and then they eat you. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. What would you guess number two? It's in India.
In India?
I'd have to be like an extremely tall building.
Anything for you?
No, I would.
Well, I thought what you said the first one. I was thinking it's falling off cliffs.
No, I would say it's
a tall building.
It's something to do with like the mountains.
Taj Mahal.
Oh, the Taj Mahal.
See, there you go.
You're right there. Really?
There's a tall building. Because when you said the first one in America and then she said national parks, I thought people were trying to get pictures like on the edge of the mountain.
Like Empire State Building.
Well, no, more like on the Grand Canyon, trying to get a picture on the edge of that mountain falling off. But when you come to find out they were turning their backs to bears, what idiots.
Yeah. Other ones... Mount Hua in China, number four. Mm. So, I mean, that's one that you were just talking about. In Hawaii, Kilauea. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correct.
Active volcano.
Yeah. Dangerous spot. Obviously, don't go take a selfie at an active volcano. Who are these buffoons?
I mean, no risk, no gain.
Right.
The Grand Canyon, number seven. Wow. So you were correct that that did make the list. A recent tragedy saw a woman fall off a cliff while posing with her hiking buddies.
At the Grand Canyon.
Yes. Allegedly, you know, maybe one of the hiking buddies wasn't a fan of the person and pushed, you know, who knows?
Some people think that this is just natural selection. And, you know, if you're that much of an idiot, then you get the fate that you deserve.
And but, number seven, I thought was interesting, the trilogy.
Impress me.
Curtis, you are an amateur. There are no cameras allowed on the trilogy. Okay? All right? All cell phones are claimed before trilogy departs.
Yeah, is that part of the slip they have to sign from their parents?
Yes, that's the way that the permission slip, yes. All right, we got to get to Ken and what is trending this morning.
The best off-season Patriots coverage can be found here. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Subaru Summer going on right now. Your chance to hit the road in a brand new 2021 Subaru. Find your authorized retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Big NFL news this morning. Deshaun Watson is on the trade block. The Houston Texans, led now by Nick Caserio, GM, are listening. Now, Watson has a full no-trade clause, so he can decide where he wants to go. Here's an interesting tweet from Chris Mortensen. The Texans' price, asking price, has been some combination of five high draft picks and starting caliber players for two league executives. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, said three firsts was also an option or in the mix.
Well, would you guess, Wiggy, that the Patriots would be buyers here if they could? I mean, what if you would you package Gilmore with some
picks?
I
would package Mac Jones with a ton of picks. And if you wanted to throw Gilmore in there, I would do that. Because it seems like, based on Ken, and I think you made this point earlier, seems like Deshaun Watson's going to play. Right?
I mean, that tweet.
I mean, if they're saying he's available and teams are talking to them about it, then the overall feeling NFL-wise must be that he's going to settle with the women and he's going to be able to play. Right?
Well, not only that, he's showing up to training camp. He's not on, and we've seen this before when guys have had legal issues. With Antonio Brown, with Tyreek Hill, the commissioner puts them on that commissioner's exempt list. He's not even been put on that. So he's showing up to camp, and he's showing up to practice, or as far as we know.
You think the Crafts will bring him in, knowing with the response from the Globe? And
yeah, but we've had other players come in where the Globe and everybody else has been upset about.
Yeah, but the Patriots, they have a little different history.
Well, they brought in Albert Haynesworth. I know he had some issues. Greg asked me, would I do it? I would do it. I don't know if the, you know, necessarily.
Jeez, I hope your guy Cam Newton isn't listening right now.
Wow. Oh, really?
Now listen, Deshaun Watson's, 25 years old? It's a quarterback of the future.
I'll tell you who would do it, Brian Flores and the Miami Dolphins. He could be your starting quarterback for the Dolphins week one. September 12th, Patriots-Dolphins. Could be Deshaun Watson at QB. We'll see.
Well, we know Schefter said the Eagles.
Schefter did say the Eagles. Patriots report to camp tomorrow. First practice on Wednesday. Red Sox may be the best win of the year, Greg. And Curtis left in the eighth inning in the top of the eighth.
What a fraud.
His first game at Fenway in years.
What a fraud. I don't like baseball. I mean, well, how am I fraudulent?
I'm surprised you made it to eight.
I know.
The worst part about it is now if you're at a game and they're losing, you got to leave.
I know.
Curtis can't be at the end of any game.
Right. Five-run eighth, and here was Sean McDonough calling the final run.
Britton's 1-0. Swing, pop fly, right field near the line. Not particularly deep. TK's tagging. Allen the catch. Allen's throw to the plate. Not in time. Hernandez comes sliding in hand first ahead of the tag from Sanchez. And the Red Sox have turned the tables on the Yankees from four down to one ahead here in the eighth inning.
Wiggy, that's a rivalry. Three-run lead, you blow the night before, they turn the tables on him on Sunday.
We heard from somebody who was there. And they said that most people that were there to take selfies. They weren't even involved in the game.
Curtis was watching the game. He left.
Curtis had his eyes on everybody.
I was covering the stadium. That was my job yesterday. Right.
They were taking selfies because it was a hot ticket because it was a rivalry game. They wanted to show that they were a part of it.
That is true.
Yes.
Right.
A lot of Olympic news. Big one thing we haven't mentioned today, DeChambeau and Rahm, yes. COVID positives out of the golf.
Well, first of all, Rahm has been vaccinated. He's right. tested positive a couple times now. How does he?
Was he vaccinated too?
Yes.
I didn't know that. But yes. It could be a continuing positive. It could be like carried over from the last one. It might still be there.
I'm more concerned about Tom Brady and whether DeChambeau gave it to him during the match.
Well, yeah, good point. Good point.
No, Brady's vaccinated.
Brady, By the way, you still get it.
You still haven't told us your Cam Newton interaction story. Is that coming up?
Saturday morning, I walked into Cafe Nero in the Seaport to get myself a large iced coffee with almond milk. I look up in the very back of the place. Nobody in there. Look up in the very back of the place, and there's Cam Newton sitting there with some dude having some sort of a meeting or something.
My boy, Dan O'Brien.
It was?
Yeah.
How do you know who the meeting was with?
Oh, because I know.
How do you know?
Did the guy have a giant beard?
Yes.
Yes.
How do you know?
I know.
Okay. So they're having a meeting. I kindly walked over, said hello to him. The guy could not have been nicer. He's upset that he's not going to be on the show this year. He loved doing the show.
Got to bring him in.
Well, he said he would come in. If he had an off day, he'd come in.
So upset too, though.
Huh?
I'm upset we lost Cam.
You're upset that we...
I am.
Well, you're not excited about having Bill on?
I am excited about having Bill.
Why did you show Cam that picture you took with Felger?
I didn't show him any. The man could not have been nicer.
No one was bothering him, though, there?
No, nobody knew. He was up in the back corner of the Cafe Nero.
Yep.
Kind of like keeping to himself, and I, you know, could not have been nicer.
But how did Wiggy know who he was meeting with? That is bizarre.
It's very interesting.
You know.
He told me to go out. He said, go outside and speak to my assistant who's out in the Lincoln out there and give him your number. And so I went out there and spoke to the assistant. Very nice guy. But he was with another dude. And I feel like they were, when I was approaching the vehicle, they did not want to be approached.
Who'd you speak to? Quentin?
Huh?
Did you speak to Quentin?
Yes, I did speak to Quentin.
What a name dropper.
Wow. Just ask me a question.
I guess apparently you're tight with everybody in Cam Newton's camp.
Yeah, why haven't you gotten
him on? That was impressive,
two for two.
No, I'm just asking the question.
No wonder you got vaccinated. Been around Cam a lot here.
Did Cam have a great outfit on?
Yes, he did.
Oh, stylish.
Fantastic hat.
Yep, Machico, probably.
It's like Saturday casual. It was a weird thing. He had a sweater on, and he had the arms draped around his neck.
Yes.
Oh, like a sweater cape or something like that.
Cam could pull that off, though.
Well, so can Santo.
Wiggy.
Did you see Santo the way he was dressed at the wedding this weekend?
I did. I saw those Gucci loafers.
It's a handsome man.
I mean, yes. he has like a custom cummerbund.
I don't think it was custom, but it was a nice, you know, pin. I don't know what you could needlepoint cummerbund.
Santo. Guy looked like a million bucks.
Yeah.
Look like a million bucks.
He reminds me of what's your boy from Wedding Crashers?
Pauly Shore.
Not Vince Vaughn. The other
one. Owen Wilson.
No, Crab Cakes and football.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, he reminds me of Bradley Cooper when he dresses.
He's not wrong.
He is a snappy. Yes. He's a snappy dresser.
Yes.
Though.
Right from Wedding Crashers. Yeah. He reminds me of that type of like.
What is it? Only Crab Cakes in Maryland. Doesn't he have that great quote?
Yeah.
Football and crab cakes.
all right, we got to take a quick break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We'll be right back.
Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
You know, when I think specifically about certain things, let's say throwing a football, I learned from Tom Martinez when I was 14 years old. He was a great mentor in my life, taught me how to throw a spiral. College, great mentors, Coach Carr. I had some great quarterbacks who I'd consider mentors, Brian Griese. Professionally, then I go on and I play under Bill Belichick. Greg Harden was a great mentor in college. He was our sports psychologist for our team. I'm sure I'm missing others. But, you know, I feel like every person that comes into my life impacts me in some way.
Well, Tom Brady was scratchy last week, and during the leads this morning at 6:30 or so, Ken suggested that this is the week in which most everybody is finally done with Tom Brady. The whether it's the talk of the ring, the Tampa ring being the best ring, or comparing himself to Michael Jordan and Wayne Gretzky, or barely a mention of Bill Belichick as a mentor. Ken, your suggestion is that this is it.
That clip is unbelievable. He mentions Belichick, and then he goes on to say this guy.
Greg Harden was a great mentor in college. He was our sports psychologist.
The sports psychologist from Michigan in the same breath as Bill Belichick. But yes, the tide is turning. Curtis tapped into this very nicely on the Ken and Curtis show on Saturday. But the poll question is very interesting, too. Did this past week of Brady change your opinion of him at the Greg Hill Show on Twitter? 38% yes. 38% of the people responding this week was to put them over the edge in terms of hating on Brady.
The only thing that hurt me was not from the last week, and I stand by that. Like, the Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky stuff doesn't bother me.
He's like Dr. Dre, the producer, going, man, I loved working with Eminem, Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent. I did some stuff with P. Diddy. Oh, yeah, there was this quick time I had this group with N.W.A., but then it was another guy. I don't get how, you know, where you listen, I think Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. But to not pay homage to the guy that basically built, you know, a big part of who you are today, and just like throw him in a passerby sentence with, who was it?
Greg Harden was a great mentor in college. He was our sports psychologist for.
If you're not paying attention, he's like, you almost thought he said Greg Oden.
What? Some people seem to like this. Like a texter from Maine says that Scorched Earth Brady is the best Brady ever. They like Scorched Earth Tom Brady.
Do you know this is by far the most incredible ring that's ever been made.
You know who Tom Brady finally sounds like? All the fans that rooted him on when they were winning and how incredibly just vocally insane Patriots fans are nationally. They sound like how Brady's acting now. He's finally reflecting the fan base. And if you're saying that you finally leave under this guy that you believe has been holding you back, and you go to Tampa Bay, the outhouse of the NFL, and you win a Super Bowl, your first season there, after being told in all these Belichick books, the unnamed coach that said that Bill believes he can win with any top 15 quarterback, totally demeaning his performance, he leaves, and at the age of 43, he goes through Breeze, Rodgers, and Mahomes to win his seventh Super Bowl?
Like, let's go Bucks.
Why wouldn't you celebrate that?
Would you say that he was, over the last 20 years, the most beloved athlete in Boston?
Hell yes. Yeah. Not even
yes?
close.
Ortiz is up there.
Still not close to Brady.
Actually, it's interesting because there are some people who didn't like Tom Brady that were Patriots fans, at least at the end.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, but still.
There were some, and I've never met a single person that says they don't like David Ortiz.
Brady is it's not even close. He's the most beloved Boston sports figure of all time. Forget about just our era, and he's so far ahead of everybody else. But now,
but now 40% of those people don't like him anymore.
In the community, though, wouldn't you say that Ortiz made more of an impact than Brady?
Well, I would say the difference between Ortiz and Brady, which makes it difficult, is because Ortiz didn't go anywhere else after he was with the Red Sox, and then was asked questions about his, just asked questions and kind of blow past his time with the Red Sox. So if he did that, maybe people would feel the same way. Ortiz retired as a Red Sox.
Yeah, and he tickles A-Rod on Fox. Like, I mean, he's not exactly like... I mean, I think David Ortiz is the most beloved Red Sox player of all time. Not a close second, but there was never anyone that compared to Brady. Brady's the number one athlete in the world.
Right.
David Ortiz was a designated hitter.
Well, yeah, I'm saying more off the field stuff. Like in the community, Ortiz was everywhere. He was at every event.
David Ortiz, I think a lot of that love comes from what he said after the marathon bombings. Yes.
Right.
I really do.
This is our f-ing city.
I think a lot of it comes from that when it comes to David Ortiz.
And I think the thing about Big Papi that he had, throughout most of his career that you are now seeing with Brady now in his time in Tampa is – Big Papi's personality was always front and center, right? Mm-hmm. Where Brady, we kind of knew what Brady was. Humble, was about the team, wasn't about any individual accolades. It was about winning the next championship. And so we looked at Brady in a certain way, and now all of a sudden we see this other Tom Brady. It's like, whoa.
Well, you're saying he's not humble anymore.
Yeah,
he's arrogant.
He's completely different. He's something that we looked at and go, we don't want our professional athletes to be like player X, Y, Z, whether it's Rodgers, LeBron. We want our professional athletes to be like Tom Brady.
Wait, they know who they are. I mean, the teams know. Yeah, the teams know who we're probably interested in. And yeah, I mean, it's fine. I mean, everyone's got a choice to choose. I think what you realize is that there's not as many smart people as you think. It's just the reality. I think it'd be a no-brainer if you said, hey, you got a chance to get Wayne Gretzky on your team, or you get a chance at Michael Jordan on your team. Oh, we don't need him. No thanks. We're good.
The ego on this guy is off the charts.
That's next level. Can you imagine if LeBron James said that you don't want the next Michael Jordan on your team?
He's probably said something like that.
LeBron said he's the best basketball player of all time,
yeah.
And he got totally crushed for it.
Oh,
we ripped LeBron when
that one right there made me the greatest player of all time.
Right. The difference is
that's what Brady just said.
That's the difference. Brady is the best. LeBron isn't. Do you understand that? That's the whole reason that LeBron got crap.
You don't say that. I mean, you don't say that, even if you are.
So Muhammad Ali shouldn't have said he's the greatest?
Yeah, but Muhammad Ali's personality, that's who he was. Like, Brady had never. Can you imagine Brady if he was with New England? You had never thought, the thing that he said about when he was on the shop and he was like, you're going with this MF-er over me?
Yeah.
Like, that's never, Brady would never do that before because you think it's always about him giving everybody props.
So the question is,
which teammate doesn't like him right now, Wiggy? Which teammate has ripped him publicly?
I think teammates love Brady.
So then what's the problem?
Well, we're talking about how the fans view him. Teammates love Cam.
Fans in Tampa love him.
Tom Brady's a piece of crap.
But the question is, was he like this all along? And Bill was able to basically tone him down when it came to himself, or did he become like this when he got out of here? Is he a different guy than he was when he was here?
Oh, yeah, he's a different guy than he was
here. Okay, so he wasn't like that here. I mean, you played with him.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it has, you know, him evolving over time. But he's now at the point in time in his career where, like I said, it's you grew up in a household for so long, right? All through high school, you got to be home by 9 o'clock. You can't go out. Your parents are blowing your phone up, get home. Then all of a sudden you get to college. It's like, oh, freedom.
You won't catch me dead living in the Northeast anymore.
Hey, Wiggy, this is an interesting question for you. Do you believe that David Ortiz is an athlete?
Oh, yeah, Big Poppy is.
A designated hitter is an athlete.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen him play first base?
He's awful at first base.
I see him make a few snags with pretty good.
I've taken a SoulCycle class with him, and he gets after it on that bike.
He does?
Whoa. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Michael Phelps, not an athlete. Designated hitter, athlete.
Ping pong. Olympic ping pong player, athlete.
Yes.
Michael Phelps, not an athlete, according to Wiggy.
Good morning.
Hey, Steve, what's up?
I was just trying. I called the other day trying to get in, but there was too many guys on.
Yes.
Brady's turning into a douche, plain and simple. Everything he says is practice. It's written out before he even thinks it. He even admitted it. Every time he opens his mouth, he's pushing something or he's got something behind it. Everything's planned. He's just a douche now. I can't stand him. Oh, we got this. We got that. This is wonderful down here. You went to a stacked team. Granted, you are great. But you go to a stacked team, and then you walk around like going, oh, I had such a tough time. Oh, yeah, I had a bad knee that they didn't report. He just turned into a douche. I hope he gets croaked on his first game this year, really. I just want to see him get his bell rung.
So he's kind of turned into a diva, is what you're saying.
Yeah, how many guys you know? Let me ask you this. That time he did the shop, he did the interview.
Yeah.
How long do you think it took him to get his hair ready and his makeup and his $1,000 outfit that was supposed to look casual? Who the hell dresses like that to look casual? Only douchebags.
What I say versus what I think are two totally different things. I would say 90% of what I say is probably not what I'm thinking.
Speaking of that, I was roundly criticized again over the weekend for wearing sandals at a baseball game. Am I not allowed to
wear
sandals?
Are you supposed to wear sneakers?
I guess.
Oh. Flip-flops?
Yeah, people were like,
who wears
sandals to a baseball game?
You wore sandals to this company suite.
Yes.
That is not acceptable. Yeah,
what do you mean that's not acceptable?
Put some shoes
on. That's a business meeting.
Oh, come on, Curtis.
So you only wear sandals to the beach?
No.
Yes.
No. Sandals can be worn
anywhere. I'm wearing sandals right now.
Yeah,
but it's different for women. Women can wear stylish sandals all the time and to, you know, multiple functions.
What if you
flip-flops, very different.
What if you can't physically get down to tie your sneakers?
Well,
are you allowed to wear sandals?
That's what Stiz is for.
They have sneakers with no laces. They slide on sneakers now, so you don't. I'm with you on that one, Curtis. You can't be in a suite with sandals on.
Of course not.
Come on.
What are you, an animal?
Hello, Vinny.
Hey guys, thanks for the call. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
Brady's played 20 seasons. He's been to the Super Bowl 10 times. How good does someone have to be before they can actually, you know, admit it in an interview, especially towards the end of their career?
I just want
to remind everyone, Sarah Silverman made a joke about Tom Brady being the best at football and being the Tom Brady of commercials. Right in front of him, and that was like 6 years ago before Tom Brady went to 3 more Super Bowls. And how much does he have to do for him to just say, yeah, I'm in the Gretzky arena? He is. He absolutely is.
Okay, but you don't say that yourself. I don't think. I mean, a caller earlier said he's earned it.
Yeah.
Like, if anybody you think he's earned the right to compare himself to Wayne Gretzky and Michael Jordan and say that teams are stupid because they didn't take him. Is that?
Yes. The simple reason is people are still debating whether or not he's the greatest of all time. They're still out there trying to debate the fact that he is absolutely the best. And they're still saying no or, oh, well, you know, like, no. He's the best. Anyone who can't see that is delusional. And it's amazing to me that this is still a debate, even here, where he did 90% of his winning.
But But I don't think we debate, Vinny, I don't think we debate that he isn't the best. I think if there are anybody holding on to that little bit of straw left, they're really searching. We know Brady's the best, but we obviously, as Patriots fans, we would always say people need to act like Brady. Mm-hmm. Brady's never out there going, I'm the best. Can you imagine if Peyton Manning would have said when he was going through that whole time?
Horrible,
you know,
analogy. He's nowhere near Brady.
What, a free agent and going, well, you wouldn't want the Michael Jordan and Wayne Gretzky.
This sounds like the most pathetic, jilted high school sweetheart lover that's going on in this city.
I think he left town,
and we're mad that he's winning. And they're saying that rooting for a douche was bad, and they're saying we support Bill Belichick, the captain of all douches.
I mean, I think that is the issue, Curtis, that a lot of people wish that he would just acknowledge the 20 years here in a fond way as if he appreciated it.
But you want a boat parade in your career?
Yeah. There were duck boats before, but it was freezing cold. There was nothing like this.
Yeah, like, Curtis, that doesn't hurt you at all. Like, I understand what you're saying. I love Tom Brady, and I want nothing but good things for him. But it is kind of that X factor where you think it's like your ex's birthday. Do you wish him a happy birthday?
No.
No. And that's what hurts my feelings is when he just it seems that he always takes his shots at New England when given the opportunity.
Yeah.
But he's like everybody else around here. When they get old and successful, they go to Florida. You know, nobody, my parents are in Florida in the winter. They're done with winters.
Right, but I don't have an issue with him, you know, like I don't have an issue with him going to Florida and doing those things. I have an issue with him not showing love to New England.
Yes.
Like that's where I have more of an issue. It's like, dude, like New England is the place that made you. Now all of a sudden you're like, you're throwing it. It's like a one-off. Yeah, whatever.
And people love him here. That's why it's like, I love Tom Brady so much. And for him to be like, I would never be caught dead
in the Northeast. Yes. Yeah. When I said that, people were like, oh my God.
You won't catch me dead living in the Northeast anymore.
Not since O'Keefe has there been more edited audio to make a guy look bad than Ken and Tom Brady.
What's edited about it?
He said those exact words.
Of course, he probably lies. I mean, 90% of what he says is lies, according to him. Can't tell what's truth.
The Western PA people hate Brady, and I know why.
This is by far the most incredible ring that's ever been made.
And it's true. It had more diamonds.
Maybe when he said 90% of what I say is a lie, that was a lie.
Hmm.
You ever thought about that, Ken?
That's a great point.
This is Mike from Florida. Hey, Mike.
Morning, guys. How we doing today?
What's up?
Wiggy, stop with the he's not going to ever come back to the Northeast fraudulent crap. He said, I'll never be caught living in the Northeast. There's a huge difference there. If you want to pretend that there isn't, whatever. So here's the thing. I get the whole, oh, Tom Brady's a douche. He's acting like a douche now. But we idolize every other athlete that acts like a douche. Wiggy idolizes LeBron James, who acts like a douche constantly. But when Tom Brady all of a sudden decides, you know what, I've proven enough that I can actually be a douche. Oh, no, that's not okay.
Oh, great point, Mike, because this is also Captain Kyrie in there, the biggest douche in all of sports.
There's no bigger douche. There's no bigger douche than Kyrie. Kyrie is Mr. Flat Earth, freaking woke, like,
right.
Constantly.
But that's who we knew him, though,
and
Mike.
He lied to Boston fans in front of their faces
he did.
And you defend
Mike.
Him.
Yes, Mike, he did.
We knew who Kyrie was from day one.
He had the whole flat Earth thing, which was kind of comical.
Right.
Nobody realized what a douche he was until he stood up and said, "I'm coming back," and then disappeared. Like, come on.
Here's the thing about Tom Brady, though. Everyone wants to point at Bill Belichick. Oh, Bill Belichick's the reason, you know, that Tom Brady wasn't happy, and Tom Brady's a douche, so that's why he left. No. Let's just get things really straight here. It's typical, like, complete and total non-accountability on the part of New England fans that know everything that there is to know about football and everything there is to know about sports. I think the straw that really broke the camel's back with Brady was after he was, what was it, 5 or 6 Super Bowls that he had under his belt at that point in time, when everybody ripped him on social media, and this radio station in particular, about his Tom versus Time crap, mm-hmm. and oh, him kissing his son on the mouth, and yeah. how weird is Tom Brady, and how creepy is Tom Brady. After 6 Super Bowls, you've won for this region with the fans that were just ripping him like no tomorrow over something like that. I think at that point, Tom Brady's like, you know what? These fans don't give a damn about me.
Yeah.
They're just a bunch of whiny, know-it-all morons. And you know what? I'm going somewhere else. And when I come back to New England, I'm going to stick it right up there. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Because screw them.
Yeah. He hates us now.
Team lip.
He hates the whole entire region. All right, we got to take a break. Quick reminder that you can stream this show at WEEI.com or you can download the brand new Odyssey app and take us wherever you go.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Show poll up, is that correct, on Twitter?
Yes, we do. It is, do you want the Patriots to acquire Deshaun Watson?
Mm.
And should I give the results now? It is shocking. Yeah. I did a double take here. 66% of the respondents, almost 300 already in, say they do not want the Patriots to acquire Deshaun Watson. That is mind-boggling. He's. I mean, I understand the no would be because of the allegations against him.
Right.
But the assumption is if you acquire him, he's going to play.
Well, he's going to be playing somewhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like that's a done deal at this point, right?
Oh yeah. He's I feel like he's
so are we to assume that the NFL did an investigation and they've cleared him?
I'm guessing that's why he's not that on that Goodell list.
Yeah, I mean,
because they must know more than they're letting the media know.
Right, because if you're, we've seen it with AB, and we know with polls, the Patriots fans didn't want AB, but then the next week they wanted him. But we saw with AB in his situation, or even Tyreek Hill to go further back than that. They were put right on the commissioner's exempt list, which meant that I think like you can't go to the facilities. You're kind of like in this waiting period to see what the commissioner's going to do, what the commissioner's going to do with you. But with Deshaun Watson, we haven't heard anything. And the fact that he's showing up for training camp, there's no issue there. He's liking tweets. He's going to be practicing. When he shows up, he's going to be practicing, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe that you suggested that if you were Bill, you'd give up your first round quarterback pick.
I would. For Deshaun Watson?
That's the future.
Well, Deshaun is the future. He's 24, 25.
Yeah. And we know what Deshaun Watson is in the NFL. I would give up, you know, Mac Jones, Gilmore. however many first-round draft picks you want.
Two more number ones.
Two more number ones. I would do, because we know with Matthew Stafford, he went for two number ones, and he's, what, 32 or 33 years
old? Not even in the same ballpark as Deshaun Watson.
So Deshaun Watson, you're probably going to have to be, what, four first-round picks?
Well, if you do Mac Jones counts as a first-round pick, okay, because that'll be the ready-made quarterback, mm-hmm, then you're looking at two more first-round picks, another player, Gilmore, okay, and probably like a second and a fourth or something.
I'd do that all day.
Does so, having allegations dumb it down a little bit, that they don't need to give as much as if he had a clean slate right now?
I think maybe the allegations part might be like, well, we might not be able to give you as much just in case he's right, suspended for, yeah. So maybe you can get away.
So you get more of a bargain.
For so him. At training camp, they have the vaccinated or unvaccinated wristband. Are they making him wear some kind of a no massage wristband or something like that? Is that?
Well, if he's unvaccinated, I don't think he can get massaged anyway.
Is it like a black wristband or something like that?
Oh, jeez.
It's like no massage. No massage.
Only his massages have to be filmed and in public.
But the Texans are willing to part with him?
Oh, he yeah, he already demanded a trade.
Yeah.
And I think Courtney's right. If you were to act today or like immediately, I think that there would be less of a premium because you would be assuming more of the risk because the punishment is not yet known.
Right.
Speaking of that poll, you want to get to the dumbest of the day, which we didn't get to earlier?
Yes, let's do it.
It's time for...
That ball is high, it is far, it is gone.
The dumbest of the day.
Unfortunately, that was a replay of the home run.
This is a great way to do a game, isn't it?
Yep.
All right, Curtis, we listened to everything that happened over the weekend, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
This is the dumbest of the day, and this is the hardo of the century. A man drifts ashore while trying to run from Florida to Bermuda inside a bubble.
What do you mean? It was in a bubble contraption.
Yes.
Okay.
So Reza Baluki and mm-hmm. his so-called bubble, which allows him to navigate on the top of water, mm-hmm. ventured ashore in Flagler County, mm-hmm. according to Fox 35, and we are going to hear from Reza right now.
I want to show people anything you want to do it, no listen to anybody, you chasing your dream. My goal is raise money not just for homeless people, raise money for Coast Guard, raise money for police department, raise money for fire department. There is a public service they do for safety, for other help other people. I'm never give up my dream, for never stop. They stop me 4 or 5 times. I never give up.
Huh. So his dream is to run to Bermuda.
In the bubble, in the water.
And yes.
Just a heads up, it's 1,000 miles away.
And unfortunately, he just washed right back into shore as soon as he started. That's unfortunate.
That's a long run.
Nice thing to do, though, yes. Trying to raise money.
How do you raise money doing that, though?
Take donations per mile or something like that.
Yeah.
Dress Reza.
I'm sure. I'm guessing he'll probably do it again.
Yeah, he said it's his dream. He never stopped chasing your dream.
You know, Ken's family spent their whole vacation on the Cape in a bubble.
Oh.
I don't know if you know that or not.
Yeah,
you see
time.
Little Maya in her bubble walking around Harwichport.
Yeah, Ken, I said this when you were gone. There's no way you're Maya's dad. It just she's far too cute.
No, the milkman
can't
is.
Argue with that.
Did you? What kind of activities did you participate in during your Cape vacation?
It was hard to get her out of the. She just loved the swimming pool. We had a nice pool, indoor and outdoor at the hotel.
I would think that's a COVID risky activity. Right. The pool at the hotel.
Outside though is fine.
She's only four.
It's a bacterial.
Now, did you stay at a hotel or an Airbnb?
Hotel.
Okay,
we couldn't find an Airbnb. Those were sold out months ago.
Yeah,
but the hotel was great. Ice cream places every 2 feet.
Yeah.
It was just a great time.
Mini golf?
Beaches. We didn't do mini golf.
No mini good restaurants?
Ken totally brings his own putter to mini golf.
I had one, yeah.
Where'd you go? Any kind of a lobster-themed restaurant?
Lobster. Curtis directed us to the Chatham Pier, which has a great fresh fish right off the coast there. The seals are all around, and that was really good.
Did you go to the port?
What's the port?
Oh, it's a good restaurant bar.
What time?
Kind of a scene. Bit of a scene.
What about the Squire? Did you go to the Chatham Squire? That's one of my favorite places.
I should have called you. You would have got me in everywhere.
You can get threatened by Jake DeBrusk there if you go.
Rumor is that he's going to get traded too, by the way. But there's no way they're going to carry him the next year.
That would be a good thing, I believe.
I think it would be less awkward for you.
Did you leave at midnight to avoid the traffic down to the Cape?
It wasn't bad. We went on Wednesday. We came back on Saturday. Perfect.
Oh, wow.
Nice and easy.
Were you wearing a wasted hat?
I thought for sure the dumbest of the day was going to be the guy who got busted for being at the insurrection because he put the pictures of him at the insurrection up on his Bumble. Did you see?
I haven't seen
that.
Did you see that story?
Oh, Bumble. Jeez.
Was it Downstairs Joe?
He doesn't like that.
Well, that was his best picture.
That was the only thing I ever got in trouble with Zarbana was when I mentioned a dating app. He got all mad at me.
That's the best when you see people from work on a dating app. It is.
It is?
Yeah. No, yeah, it's always
anybody
just so
Anybody from
funny.
Nessun that jumps out? Or?
I did see one person that used to be at Nessun on a dating app a few years ago. And it
Do
was just,
tell.
It was very funny. Somebody who's been on this air, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. A male.
Most
a
people male. Go on the dating apps nowadays, though, right?
That's Yeah. A lot of people make that way.
Here's a text that says, Wiggy is an idiot. Why would you give up your number ones for the next 3 years with no injury guarantee? Stupid.
What do you mean no injury guarantee?
I guess they're talking about Deshaun Watson. I mean, I
would rather have Deshaun Watson on one leg than Mac Jones with both.
Yeah, I mean, Deshaun Watson, I don't think he's had any injury history.
And when he has had injuries, he's played through them like at a very high
level.
But
right. Like even in the NFL, I don't think he's like an injury prone guy. You go, I would do that. I would give up my number ones and Mac Jones. Not only for Deshaun Watson, but I'd do it for Aaron Rodgers. If I could get Aaron Rodgers for 3-4 years and have to give up Mac Jones and, you know, 2-3 first-round draft picks, I'd do that all day long.
Who would you do it more for?
Obviously Deshaun Watson because he's younger, but still, I mean, Brady has shown, and I think that's what we've seen now in the NFL, Brady has shown that these guys, if they take care of themselves, are going to be able to play into their mid-40s and play at a high level. So a guy like Aaron Rodgers is going to be good for a while.
I'm a little bit behind when it comes to giving away Red Sox tickets. Can I do that right now?
Yep, do it.
Okay. You're still on vacation. You didn't remind me. So get back with the program.
That's
will you please,
bet.
Ken Laird? Caller number 9 right now at 617-931-0937 will win tickets to see the Sox and the Blue Jays tomorrow night at Fenway Park. So caller 9, 617-931-0937. And a big thank you to KM Hot Dogs. As long as there's KM, there's summer. They are the official hot dog of the Boston Red Sox.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.